一些信息。
Joshua is an exciting book.
约书亚是 一本非常让人激动的一本书。
Because it gave us a detailed account of the victories of the children of Israel under the leadership of Joshua.
因为他们给我们一个详细的记载，在约书亚的带领下面，神怎么样以色列民怎样在神里面得胜。
Today I want to share with you from the book of Judges.
今天我要开始跟大家分享士师记。
So let's turn our Bible to Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
让我们先翻到士师记第一章的第一节和第二节。
Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
士师记第一章第一节第二节。
I will read it first in English, our brother will lead you in Chinese.
我先来读英文，然后有弟兄翻译。
Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass...that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first, to fight against them? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand.
第一节，约书亚死后，以色列人求问耶和华说，我们中间谁当首先上去攻击迦南人，与他们征战？耶和华说，犹大当先上去，我已将那地交在他手中。
Chapter 2, verse 1 through 3.
第二章第一节到第三节。
And an angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim, and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and had brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers, and I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land, ye shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice,Why have you done this? Verse 3. Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns on your side, and their God shall be a snare unto you.
耶和华的使者从吉甲上到波金，对以色列人说，我使你们从埃及上来，领你们到我向你们列祖起誓应许之地。我又说，我永不废弃与你们所立的约。你们也不可与这地的居民立约，要拆毁他们的祭坛。你们竟没有听从我的话，为何这样行呢？第三节，因此我又说，我必不将他们从你们面前赶出，他们必做你们肋下的荆棘，是他们的神必做你们的网罗。
Verse 10，
第十节。
And also all the generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord and nor yet the works which he had done for Israel.
第十节，那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
Please take note on the verse which says, this generation after them which knew not the Lord.
我们大家要特别注意，这里讲到，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them.
耶和华兴起士师，士师就拯救他们，脱离抢夺他们人的手。
Another verse in the New Testament.
还有一处章节在新约。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
以弗所书第六章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
以弗所书六章十八节。
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
First John chapter 2 verse 3.
约翰一书第二章第三节。
And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
And we know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
Lastly,
最后
Revelation chapter 3,
启示录第三章
verse 20 to 22,
第二十到二十二节。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door,I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcome, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，如同我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we humble ourselves before your word,
今天主啊，我们在你的面前谦卑，听你的话语。
Lord, we pray that you grant us the spirit of revelation from above.
我们求你赐给我们启示的灵，从天上
to reveal to us the things in your heart.
启示在你心里的。
Lord, we are living in a generation that is pervert and crooked.
今天我们是活在这个邪恶淫乱的时代。
We need your word to be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path.
我们需要你的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
We need your word to lead us that we may know what is the hope of our calling.
我们需要你的话，让我们明白你对我们的呼召在哪里。
We need to know through your word that how should we live in order that we can be your testimony on this earth today.
我们需要你的话来教导我们，让我们知道怎样在今天可以靠着你成为这你自己的见证。
Lord, therefore speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
所以主啊，求你说话，你的仆人静听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Before we go to the book of Judges, we can summarize the journey of the children of Israel from Egypt to the land of Canaan.
当我们开始读士师记之前，让我们先来总结一下以色列人从埃及到迦南地他们的旅程。
From Egypt to Canaan, at least it is separate. It can be divided into three portions.
从埃及一直到迦南地可以分成三段。
From phase number one is from Egypt to wilderness.
第一段是从埃及到旷野。
The second phase is from the wilderness to the border of the river Jordan.
第二段是从旷野到约旦河的边界。
The third phase is from river Jordan to the land of Canaan.
第三段是从约旦河到迦南地。
You know, phase one is a wonderful experience to the children of Israel.
第一段对以色列人来讲是奇妙的经历。
Well, we all know that the children of Israel had been slaves to Pharaoh for more than 300 years.
因为我们知道以色列人在埃及为法老做奴隶超过300年。
For them to come out of Egypt is a mission impossible.
对他们来讲，离开埃及是不可能的任务。
But God is faithful to his promise.
但是神对着他的应许是何等的信实。
What he promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he will fulfill.
他对着亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所有的应许，他一定要成就。
Regardless how Pharaoh treat the children of Israel,
不管法老怎样来对待神的子民。
At that appointed time, they will leave Egypt.
但是到日期到的时候，他们一定要离开埃及。
And yes, Pharaoh, through the hand of the Lord, let the children of Israel go.
没错，借着神的手，法老已经让以色列人离开埃及。
If you just sit down and imagine, how can Pharaoh let the children of Israel go?
如果我们坐下来思想，怎么可能法老会让以色列人走呢？
The children of Israel is the workforce of the whole nation of Egypt.
因为以色列人当时是整个埃及民族他们的劳苦的力量。
For letting them go, it will be a catastrophe to the nation of Egypt.
让这些劳力走掉的话，对埃及来讲是一个极大的灾难。
It's like the president of the United States telling us all the working class stop working from now on.
就比如美国的总统现在说，每一个工薪阶层的，你们都不要做工了。
What do you think will happen?
你想象会有什么发生
？Immediately there will be an economic collapse.
马上会有经济的崩溃。
But the Lord did it.
但是主已经做了。
He let the through Pharaoh, he let the children of Israel go.
借着法老的手，他让以色列人出了埃及。
Not only that, he plundered the Egyptian.
而且他用这些灾难降在埃及人身上。
No, he plundered them.
Plunder, 抢夺了他们。
The Lord caused the Egyptians to willingly give their gold and silver to the children of Israel.
因为神让这些埃及人他们自愿的把这些金银给了以色列人。
In other words, the nation of Egypt is totally bankrupt.
或者另外来说，整个埃及他们破产了。
This is really what happened.
这就是当时发生的事。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
God has a purpose.
神有一个目的。
His will be fulfilled.
他的旨意一定会成就。
He will promise the children of Israel will go into that land which they promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因为他会带以色列人进入到他向着亚伯拉罕、 以撒雅各所应许的那地。
So in a very short period of time, they are in the wilderness.
所以在很短的时间，他们已经进入到旷野。
The thing is, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
但是问题是，他们在旷野流荡了40年。
If you look up the map,
如果你看这个地图的话
the Sinai Desert to the land of Canaan is only a very short distance.
从西乃的旷野到迦南地其实是很短的距离。
Maybe it will take almost a month in order to reach the land of Canaan.
也许只需要一个月就可以进到迦南地。
But it took 40 years for them to reach the land of Canaan.
但是对他们来讲却花了40年才进到迦南地。
Why is it that way?
为什么会这样?
The thing is, the Lord has a purpose.
问题就是在于其实神有一个他的旨意。
On the one hand, he was testing the children of Israel whether they are faithful to him.
在一方面他其实是在试验以色列人他们是不是忠心。
But on the other hand,
在另外一方面
he wanted to what? To let go of that taste in Egypt out of their system.
他要让这些以色列人里面那个埃及的气味可以从他们身上被赶走。
Let me say it in this way.
让我这样来讲。
They might came out of Egypt.
他们可能已经出了埃及
But Egypt didn't come out of them.
但是埃及没有从他们里面出去
Look, every time they complain,
每一次他们抱怨的时候
They always said, Oh, how I think of the fish which I eat freely in Egypt.
你看在埃及的时候我们可以很自由的免费就可以吃到鱼
Oh, the leeks, the onions, the garlic.
那些葱蒜
To such an extent,They even threatened Moses that let's choose a leader to go back to Egypt.
甚至他们威胁说，威胁摩西说，我们另外选立一个首领带我们回埃及。
In other words, the Egypt in their heart continued to linger in them.
或者说，埃及一直在他们心里面来作用。
And it will be a problem when they go to Canaan.
对他们来讲，这样进入迦南是一个问题。
For them to fully enjoy the land of Canaan, Egypt needs to go.
如果让他们来完全的享受迦南，埃及一定要从他们里面出去。
Today, brothers and sisters.
今天弟兄姐妹
A lot of times we feel like how could I not enjoy the Lord fully?
经常我们自己问自己为什么今天我不能完全的来享受神呢
A lot of times we pray Lord you are all that I need
有的时候我们祷告你是我所有的一切
Well without you I have nothing
除你之外我什么都没有
Is it a sincere prayer? Yes it is
这是不是一个真心的祷告呢
But in us, there is longing for the world, right?
但是其实在我们里面还有对世界的这些羡慕。
Every time something comes up,
当有些事情发生的时候
we feel like, oh, I would have loved that.
我们就会说，我如果有那个多好。
A new model of iPod coming out, oh, I would have loved that.
当这个新的苹果的产品出来的时候，我就想，如果我有那个多好。
Brother and sister, how could we enjoy the Lord if there's two things in our heart?
弟兄姐妹们，我们怎能够享受神，如果在心里有两样东西来吸引我们
？That's why it makes so much sense when the Lord said, "You have friendship with the world is an enmity with God."
所以神是这么讲，如果你与世界为友，就是与神为敌。
The Lord, that's why the Lord commanded, "If do not love the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him."
所以神对我们这么讲，不要爱世界和世界上的一切，因为如果有人爱世界的话，爱父的心就不在他里面。
Today we had one heart.
今天我们只有一颗心。
We are so smart. We plan that we can put two things in that heart.
我们这么聪明，想把两件事放在一颗心里。
We want to put the Lord in it. We want also to put the world in it.
我们想把主放在里面，也想把世界放在里面。
But brothers and sisters, let me tell you, it will never happen.
但弟兄姐妹们，让我告诉你，这永远不会发生。
In our heart, there's only one occupant.
因为在你的心里，只能有一个占有的。
It's either God or it's the world.
或者是神，或者是这个世界。
Today we need the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts.
今天我们需要圣灵在我们心里面做工。
To gradually take the longing for the world out of our hearts.
来慢慢的让我们对世界的这些引诱吸引可以从我们心里出去。
That's why I really love to fellowship with the older people.
所以我很愿意跟年长的人交通。
Whenever they talk, when they said, "Oh, Lord, you are the only one that I need."
当他们说主啊，你是我唯一所需的。
And let me tell you, that is true.
让我告诉你，他们这么讲是真的。
Because after so many years of their walk with God,
因为他们有这么多年日跟神同行。
After so much trials they go through,
在这么多的试炼之后
，they can only conclude one thing.
他们只有一个结论。
The things in this world one day will pass away.
在这个世界上的事，总有一天都要过去。
It is really not worth pursuing after.
我们这样去追求是完全不值得的。
Only God is worthy of my pursuit.
只有神配得我们去追求。
For he is of eternal value.
因为在他里面有永远的价值。
That's why King David said.
所以大卫王这么讲。
Whom have I in heaven but thee?
在天上我还有谁呢？
That's why even though King David is rich,
虽然大卫他非常的富有，
he is powerful,
他非常的有全能。
Yet this is his prayer.
但这却是他的祷告。
One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after.
只有一件事我在耶和华面前所求的，
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
就是我可以一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
But it doesn't stop there.
但是没有停在那里。
He said to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
他继续说来瞻仰你的荣美，在你的殿中求问。
To King David,
对大卫王来讲，
all these riches doesn't really mean a thing to him.
他所有的外面的富有对他来讲是完全没有任何价值。
The only thing that will satisfy his heart is God himself.
唯一满足他心的就是神自己。
Today, brothers and sisters, let the word Lord work in our hearts.
弟兄姐妹们，今天愿意神在我们心里面做工。
To take away that longing of Egypt and the world out of our heart.
让我们对着世界的追求从我们的心里可以被赶出去。
So that we can say only, Lord, you are the only one that I need and I love.
所以我们可以在心里面说，主啊，你是我唯一所需、唯一所爱的。
That's why after 40 years in the wilderness,
所以在四十年之后旷野生活
过去。All those who longed for Egypt died in the wilderness.
所有那些向往埃及的人都死在旷野。
And those new generation who raise up is ready to enter into the land of Canaan.
所兴起来的新的一代，他们已经预备好要进到迦南地。
For they eat only of one thing,
因为他们只需要一件事
the manna from heaven.
就是天上的玛拿。
And this is what they need.
这就是他们一切所需要的。
So after phase two, they came to phase number three.
这之后，他们来到第三个阶段。
Through the leadership of Joshua, they conquered the land of Canaan.
借着约书亚，他们一同来征服了迦南地。
When they look up to the Lord as their captain of salvation,
当他们来仰望神做他们救恩元帅的时候，
victory is certain.
这个得胜已经是已经是有确据的。
I will say every time they fought a battle is always winning the battle.
我可以这么讲，每一次他们的征战都是要得胜的。
Except for the case in Ai.
除了在爱城，
when they started trust in their past experience,
那一次他们来相信他们以往的经验。
Well, it is a very good for the children of Israel.
对以色列人来讲，这是非常有益处的。
That from that time on, they do not depend on past experience, but depend on the Lord in every battle they go through.
因为从那一次以后，他们不再靠自己以往的经验，每一次都来依靠神。
So in summary, this journey from the wilderness to the land of Canaan.
所以在总结起来的话，这一段从埃及到迦南的路，
God gave the children of Israel three things.
神给了以色列人三件事情。
The Lord gave himself to the children of Israel.
主把他自己给了以色列子
民。 Number two, God gave the law to the children of Israel.
第二件，神把他的律法给了以色列民。
Number three, God gave the land to the children of Israel.
第三，神把这地赐给以色列民。
Is it wonderful?
是不是奇妙呢？
What is more wonderful when the Lord gave himself to us?
何等奇妙，因为主把他自己给了我们。
He is the source of every blessing.
他是所有祝福的源泉。
The children of Israel can testify, yes, only the Lord can cause this thing to happen.
以色列民当时都可以来见证，只有神能让这些事发生。
Without him, we can never win over the enemy.
如果不是借着他，我们不可能在敌人面前得胜。
Just imagine those enemies that they encounter.
让我们来思想一下他们所面对的这些仇敌。
Those are professional warriors.
那些都是职业的军人。
While the children of Israel, they are just farmers in Egypt.
但是这些以色列民，他们只是在埃及来做农夫的。
How could they win over the enemy?
他们怎么能够来胜过这些敌人？
But the thing is, there's a big difference.
但是区别就在于
，The Lord is the captain of their salvation.
神是他们的救恩的元帅。
When he is there, everything is a winning formula.
只要神在那里，他们的得胜就是一个常规。
So secondly, the Lord gave the law to them.
第二件事，神把他的律法赐给他们。
There is something tangible they can look to.
这是一个非常实际的事，他们可以看到。
Yes, the Lord gave them a lot of commandments.
没错，神给了他们许多的诫命。
But the Lord knew the weakness of men.
但是神也知道人心里面的诡诈。
We easily forget.
因为我们很容易忘记。
For example, I will tell my son, you know what? Before you go to school, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this.
比如我在儿子去上学之前，我要告诉他做这样做那样。
And he said, "Yes, Daddy, I will do it."
然后他就回答说：“父亲，是的，我会做。”
After they came back from school, I said, "Did you do it?"
然后当他放学回来，我问他你做了没有
said, ？What did you say, Daddy？
他说你说了什么没有
？It's quite funny, isn't it？
非常的可笑。
But it's exactly who we are.
但就是我们。
The Lord, we, it's not that we don't want to, to remember the Lord's commandments.
有的时候不是我们不想来遵守神的诫命。
But we easily forget the Lord's commandment.
但我们很容易忘记主的诫命。
The Lord, that's why the Lord gave us this, gave the children of Israel the Ten Commandments.
所以神把十诫赐给以色列民。
Be, to be their guideline.
成为他们的指引。
To be a compass on how they should live.
成为他们啊如何生活的指南针。
And thirdly, the Lord gave the land to the children of Israel.
第三，神把这块地赐给以色列民。
This is the very hope of the children of Israel.
这是以色列民他们的所有的盼望。
Aside from being free, they will have a land of their own.
除了被拯救得自由，他们还有一块自己的地。
This is really the summary of the journey of the children of Israel.
这就是以色列民当时他们的故事。
And when we come to the book of Judges,
当我们来到士师记的时候
，beginning from chapter 1 to verse 17,
从第一章第十七节开始
，they also continue to experience victory over the enemy.
他们在那时候还是经历得胜。
But after verse 18 downward,
但是从十八节开始
，is totally a different story.
是完全不同的一个故事。
Instead of looking up to the Lord as the captain of salvation.
他们现在不再来仰望神来做他们救恩的元帅。
They start to worship idols.
他们开始来敬拜偶像。
Oh, they deny the lordship of Christ.
他们来否认主耶稣的王权。
Instead of obeying the law,
他们没有来遵守律法。
They defy the law.
他们反而反抗律法。
They do things that is right in their own eyes.
他们是照着他们眼中看为正的事去做。
And the result is instead of blessing the land, they defile the land because of the sin of idolatry.
所以因着他们这个淫乱的罪，不光这个地不受祝福，而且这个地因为他们而被玷污。
What is the reason?
原因在哪里？
Isn't it there's so much example and standard already set before them?
难道没有这么多的榜样，这么多的诫命已经在他们摆在他们前面吗？
How could they fail into such a miserable state?
他们怎么会落到这么悲惨的光景里？
You know, there is a saying,
有一句话这么讲。
The first generation generates.
第一代的人开创
，the second generation speculates.
第二代的人观望
，the third generation dissipates.
第三代的人挥霍浪费。
What do you mean by the first generation generates?
那第一代的人开创是什么意思
？It means to say they what step up.
因为他们在那里建立
，they lay a foundation.
他们在那里摆好了根基。
They become that role model for all the following generation to follow after.
他为着后来的世代做了榜样。
And this is what the children of Israel is.
这就是以色列民他们当时是这样。
In other words, the history of the children of Israel in the first generation.
或者说对以色列民的历史来讲，第一代的人。
It is a testimony to the following generation.
他们为着后来的世代做了见证。
That if you want to win victory over the enemy.
如果你要在敌人面前得胜的话。
If you want to continue to be blessed.
如果你持续的要得着祝福的话。
This is what you got to do. You got to look to the Lord as the captain of your salvation.
这就是你要做的，你一定要仰望神做你救恩的元帅。
If you look at the church, the same thing happened.
如果你看教会是同样的故事。
If you look at the history of the church.
如果你看教会的历史。
Especially when you look at the, Acts chapter 2, verse 45 to 47.
如果我们来看《使徒行传》第二章四十五节开始的话。
When the Holy Spirit is poured upon the church.
当圣灵降在教会上面。
Totally a different scenario.
这是完全不同的一个光景。
Firstly, 3,000 people got saved.
第一件事就是三千人得救。
Secondly, everybody what had decided to have fellowship one with another.
然后他们可以在家里面彼此的来交接。
They gather in the temple. They break bread from house to house.
他们在家中擘饼，横切的在店里面。
In other words, they find every opportunity to have fellowship with one another.
或者说他们找到所有的机会彼此来交通。
And thirdly, this is a wonderful thing. They sold all their possession.
而且还有第三件事，就是他们把自己的卖了田产家业
，and have everything in common。
而且他们凡物公用。
In other words, their priority has changed。
或者说他们的优先完全改变了。
Before their priority is their possession。
以前他们的优先是他们自己的财物。
Before their priority is the things in this world。
以前他们的优先是他们在世上所拥有的。
But after the Lord filled their heart。
但是当神充满他们的心之后
，their priority is God Himself。
这个时候优先就是神自己。
To them, all this possession meant nothing.
对他们来讲，所有这些财物都是无有。
And lastly, we see that through the hands of the apostles, the Lord what performed a lot of miracles and wonders.
在之后，我们也看到神借着使徒行了许多的神迹奇事。
And in verse 47, it says they found favor in all the people.
在47节那里说，他们得众民的喜爱。
In other words, in the midst of all these people, they become the testimony of Jesus Christ.
或者说在众民之间，他们成为耶稣基督的见证。
Oh, every time I read the book of Acts, it really excites me.
每一次我读《使徒行传》，都让我非常的激动。
Oh, how I would wish I would be born in that age.
何等的盼望我是生在当时的年代。
There is a reality for to become the testimony of Jesus Christ.
因为在那里成为耶稣的见证是一个实际。
Their only love and desire is just God Himself.
他们唯一的盼望，唯一的心愿就是。
And the only care they forward is for the brothers and sisters.
而且他们继续往前，都是为了弟兄和姐妹。
And lastly, they said the Lord added people as it should be.
在最后那里也说，神把得救的人数天天的加给他。
This is the first generation generates.
这就是第一代开创。
Whether you look up the history of the children of Israel,
如果你看以色列民族的历史。
Whether you look at the history of the church,
如果你看教会的历史。
Let me tell the history of this nation.
让我告诉你这个国家的历史。
You know, I love this nation.
我爱这个国家。
I am a citizen of this nation, not by birth, but by choice.
我成为这个国家的公民不是生来就是
because,
我是选择成为这个国家的公民
because there is one thing that really captivates my heart.
因为有一件事让我的心被得着
because their priority is God.
因为他们的优先是神
even the bill says in God we trust.
甚至在他们的钞票上面都说我们信靠神
you know when President George Washington became the president
当华盛顿总统成为总统的时候
after he take the oath
当他宣誓的时候
，He kissed the Bible.
他亲吻圣经。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever seen that kind of scenario? The president kissing the Bible.
弟兄姐妹们，你们有没有看到一个总统来亲吻圣经
？Because he acknowledged the fact that the Bible is very critical in his administration.
因为他来承认圣经在他的这个职位这个职分上面是最重要的。
To him, the Bible is a lamp unto his feet, a light unto his path.
对他来讲，圣经就是他脚前的灯，路上的光。
The Bible is needed in order to carry this new nation further forward.
圣经就是怎样可以让他来肩扛这个。整个的民族往前。
And the first act of his presidency,
他成为总统之后的第一个行动。
He is not having party.
不是来有一个庆祝的一个 party.
He bring all the Senate, the whole Senate and Congress to the church meeting for 2 hours.
他把所有的众议员、参议员带到教会里面敬拜了两个小时。
Have you seen this today?
今天你看得到吗
？You will be in trouble.
如果你这样的话
first,
你会有麻烦
and his first inaugural address,
而且他的第一次宣誓的那个演讲里面
Brothers and sisters, I didn't memorize it, but let me read it to you.
弟兄姐妹们我不能背下来我要读给大家
See, I hope you listen carefully. It's wonderful, I tell you.
我希望你能够仔细的听非常的美妙
It would be peculiarly improper to omit this in this first official act. My fervent supplication to that almighty GodWho rules over the universe?
如果不热切的祈求全能的神，将是一件非常不恰当的事，因为神统治着宇宙。
He who presides in the council of nations and whose providential aid can supply every human defect.
他主宰各国的政府，他的神能也可以弥补人类任何的不足。
That his benediction may consecrate to the liberties and happiness of the people of the United States.
愿神祝福保守这个为了美国人民的自由而幸福而组建的政府。
In continuing, he said, in tendering this homage to the great author of every public and private good.
而且他说
In tendering. Yeah.
而且他在那里说每走一步他都要有各样的蒙神保守的迹象。
Yeah, I assure myself that it expresses the very sentiment not less than my own, nor those of my fellow citizens at large less than either.
而且我相信，在向公众的利益和私人的利益伟大的缔造者献上这份尊敬的时候， 这话也表达了各位和广大公民的心声。
Yeah. No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore this invisible hand which conduct the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. In other words,
或者另外一句话来讲，
He acknowledged the fact of the sovereignty of God in this nation.
或者说他在这个国家里面，他在这里宣扬神的主权。
Without the invisible hand of God, this nation wouldn't have existed.
如果没有神全能的手的话，这个国家根本就不存在。
That's why he said, I adore this invisible hand.
所以他说我颂赞这个人所不能见的手。
Because of that kind of a president.
因为这样的总统。
This nation is blessed.
这个国家蒙祝福。
It became the one of the greatest nations in the world today.
而且在今天成为所有国家里面至大的。
Oh, this first generation is step up.
这第一代的人他们站立。
They look up to the Lord as the captain of their salvation.
他们来仰望神作为他们救恩的元帅。
As the church, they look up to the Lord as the head of the church.
作为教会来讲，他们来仰望神来做教会的头。
As the nation, they look up to the invisible hand of God who's have sovereign over all things.
作为一个国家，他们来仰望这位全能的神，愿意他不能见的手来掌握一切的事情。
But the thing is, the second generation start to speculate.
但问题是，第二代就开始观望。
Why?
为什么？
Let me read to you.
让我来读给大
家。Judges chapter one.
士师记第一章。
It says here.
在这里说
Verse 10 And all the generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord.
哦，在这里说，第一 Chapter 2
Chapter 2 Verse 10
哦 2 Verse 10、第二章的第十节，在那里说，那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华。
The basic problem of the children of Israel.
对于以色列人来讲，他们最基本的错误
，because they know not the Lord，
因为他们不知道神。
Let me tell you, they might have heard how their forefathers talk about the Lord and what He had done。
也许他们听到他们的先祖讲到耶和华是谁，为他们做了什么事。
But it is only objective knowledge。
但那只是一个客观的。
There is not a subject,
客观的知识。
There is no subjective experience。
没有一个主观的经历。
You know what the word know means? You had a personal relationship with this person。
知道这个词，它的意思是你要与你所知道的对象有一个亲密的关系。
Because of the fellowship, intimate fellowship, you start to know this person.
因为这个亲密的交通，你可以知道对方。
Oh, the first generation had that intimate fellowship with God.
第一代的人，他们与神有一个亲密的交通。
They know what is in the heart of God.
他们知道在神的心里是什么。
But the second generation do not know what is in the heart of God.
但是第二代人不知道在神心里存的是什么。
Brothers and sisters, this is a big problem.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个极大的问题。
Whether you see it as in the nation of Israel, whether you see it as in the church or as a nation.Not knowing God is a big problem.
不管你是来看以色列民族、看教会、看这个国家，不知道耶和华是最大的问题。
Look at the Apostle Paul.
我们来看使徒保罗。
You know, we the high schoolers are pursuing the book of Acts.
现在高中生在读使徒行传。
From chapter 20 to 23, it shows us there is an interaction with Paul and the brothers and sisters.
在使徒行传的22章、23章讲到保罗与弟兄姐妹的相交。
They all knew that Paul will go to Jerusalem.
他们都知道保罗要上耶路撒冷。
So the elders in Ephesus, you know, because they are concerned about Paul, maybe they are telling Paul not to go.
那个时候以弗所的长老们，他们见到保罗在那里劝他，因为知道前面有一些遭遇，所以他们劝保罗不要去耶路撒冷。
They knew that when Paul go to Jerusalem, he might be bound in Jerusalem.
因为他们甚至知道，如果保罗去耶路撒冷，他一定要被捆绑。
He might be lost his life in Jerusalem.
他甚至要失掉他的性命。
But you know what is the reaction of Paul?
但你知道保罗他的反应是什么吗？
He said, none of this will move me.
他说。这些都不能来摇动我。
And I don't even care about my life.
我却不以我的性命为念。
But what I care about is the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus.
我要成就的就是从主耶稣所领受的职事。
And become a witness to the what? To the testimony of Jesus Christ.
要证明耶稣他恩惠的福音。
And become a witness of the gospel of the grace of God.
要成为神恩惠福音的见证。
Then he went to Caesarea.
然后他去到 Caesarea. Syria.
Yeah. And there is a prophet named Agabus.
那个时候有一个先知叫雅加布。
He took Paul's girdle and tied himself on his hand and his feet.
他就用保罗的衣服把自己的手脚绑在一起。
He said the owner of this girdle will be bound in Jerusalem.
他说这件衣服的主人在耶路撒冷要被捆绑。
So everybody said, "Oh, Paul, don't go to Jerusalem."
所以每一个人当时都说保罗你不要去耶路撒冷。
Then this is what Paul said. Why do you weep and you know break my heart?
然后保罗就说：“你们为什么这样让我伤心呢？”
I'm not only ready to be bound, but even to what be killed in the name of Jesus.
我不光是愿意被捆绑，为耶稣的名，我被杀都愿意。
And when you come to chapter 23,
然后到了第二十三章
，while he was still in Jerusalem,
那时候他还在耶路撒冷。
The Bible tells us, and the Lord stood by him.
那个时候，圣经讲神站在他身边。
And he said, "Be of good cheer, Paul. Be of good cheer."
他说：“不要。”不要惊忧。
Yeah, you not only you'll be a witness to me in Jerusalem, but also in Rome.
他说：“放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，
in other words,
也要在罗马为我做见证。
When we see the journey of Paul,
我们看到保罗他的行程
is altogether what directed by the very invisible hand of God.
就是神那看不见的手一直引领他。
And it is because he had a personal relationship with God.
因为他与神有一个个人的关系。
He knows what is in the heart of God.
他知道在神的心里是什么。
Yes, there might be danger.
虽然在前面有危险
，There might be a danger of being bound and even killed.
虽然在那里有捆绑的危险，有被杀的危险
，But he knows what is in the heart of God.
但是他却知道在神的心里是什么。
That he will be a witness in Rome.
所以他在罗马也要做见证。
That's why he set his face toward Jerusalem.
所以他的眼目就看在耶路撒冷。
Brother and sister, Paul is a person who knew God.
弟兄姐妹们，保罗是一个知道神的人。
Well, you will say, "Hey, he is Paul the apostle."
然后你就说保罗他是使徒。
He needs to have a relationship with God.
他需要与神有这样的关系。
Because he is the one who's leading God's children.
因为他在那里要带领神的儿女们。
But let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
但是让我告诉你弟兄姐妹们。
Not only Paul should have a personal relationship with God.
不光保罗要与神有亲密的个人关系。
God desired that all his children to have a relationship with him.
神的愿望是让每一个他的子民都与他有亲密的关系。
One time there is a brother who want to be baptized.
有一次有一个弟兄他要受浸。
He's a very young boy.
他是一个非常年轻的孩子。
So brother Sean is the one who interviewed him.
然后徐翔弟兄就来与他有受浸谈话。
He said, "What is the reason why you want to be baptized?"
就问他你为什么想要受浸。
He said, "Because I think when I'm baptized, the Lord will be happy."
因为他说如果我受浸的话，神会很高兴。
He's so young.
他这么的年轻。
But he knows what is in the heart of God.
但他知道神心里是什么。
Let me give you another story.
让我再告诉你一个故事。
There's a young boy who's strong.
有一个年轻人他很强壮。
He loves to play football.
他非常喜欢来打橄榄球。
But the parents already told him, "Don't play football. It is very, you know, susceptible to injuries."
然后父母就跟他讲不要打橄榄球，因为这个很容易受伤。
And his father told him, "You know, every time you want to do something, you better pray to God."
然后父亲就跟他讲，不管你想做什么之前，先祷告。
If you have peace within, go do it.
如果你心里有平安，就去做。
If you don't have peace, stop.
如果你没有平安，一定要停下。
So he went to school.
然后他就去了学校。
And you know this football coach.Saw him so big, he said, "Come join the football team."
然后这个教练看到他这么的高大，就说：“来到我的这个队上。”
But the boy said, "No, no, I won't, I won't, I won't."
然后这个孩子就说：“我不要。”
Then another day came, the football coach said, "You know what? This is the gym. You know, it's only reserved for the football people."
然后教练又有一天见到他，就带他到这个体育的场馆，说：“这个场馆只有橄榄球队员才能用。”
But I gave you the privilege to use that gym.
然后我就给你一个许可，你可以来用这个。
Then another day came,
又有一天。
And this football coach said, "Hey, wear this hat. It's good."
然后这个教练见到他就说，哎，这个头盔这么的好，你试一试。
You don't need to even to play against the, you know, just wear it. Look, it's good.
你甚至都不用去打，你只要戴上自己看一看。
You know, after so many temptations, the boy put that hat on him.
然后这些引诱之后，这个孩子就把头盔戴在自己头上。
But when he put that hat on him.
当他把这个头盔戴上的时候
，There's no peace with it.
他里面就没有平安。
He immediately take that hat off.
然后马上他就把头盔卸下来。
Sister, I think I'm grateful for inviting me to the football team.
然后他就说：“先生，我很感谢你邀请我参加你的队。
”But my Lord wouldn't let me so.
但是我的神没有允许我。
And you know the football coach is also a Christian.
你知道吗？那个教练也是基督徒。
He said, "If your Lord won't let you so, then let it be."
如果你的主不让你这样做的话。 那我们愿意顺服。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要知道神。
Not only a head knowledge.
不光只是头脑的知识。
We need to have a personal relationship with Him.
我们必须与他有一个个人的关系。
And we know every time we said, "Do you know the Lord?" Yeah, I know because the Bible this it says here, it says there.
有的时候人问我们，你们认识什么？我们说认识。你看圣经这里这么讲，那里这么讲。
Today we are not here to tell people about doctrine.
今天我们不是把一个教训来告诉人。
When we preach the gospel, we not to tell them your personal relationship with God, that He is the one who saves us and saves us to the end.
当我们传福音的时候，我们告诉人，你要与神有一个亲密的关系，因为神是拯救你一直到底。
Only this personal experience will really touch the heart of people.
只有这个个人的关系能摸着人的心。
Now you will say, how do we have personal relationship with God?
现在你就要问我怎样与神有一个个人的关系。
Well, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, you got to pray.
在以弗所书第六章那里讲到我们要祷告。
You might say, Brother Lawrence, don't you have anything new to tell me?
然后你可能要问Lawrence 弟兄，你没有把一件新的事情告诉我。
But let me tell you one thing.
当然让我告诉你。
If we don't get through the, you know, the lesson of praying.
如果我们不经过祷告的课程的话。
And continue on to pray.
而且我们不是不住的祷告的话。
All other things is just plain talk.
所有的其他都是空的。
You talk about God's eternal purpose.
我们来讲神永远的旨意。
You talk about being transformed to the image of His Son.
我们来讲怎么被磨成他儿子的形象。
But if you never had a personal relationship with Him, I tell you it's an empty talk.
如果你没有与他有个人的关系，这些都是空谈。
Secondly,
第二点，
we need to what? Keep His commandments.
我们需要来遵守他的诫命。
First John chapter 2 verse 3 says,
约翰福音第二章第三节这么讲。
Hereby I know that we know him because we keep his commandments.
我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
Knowing God's word is one thing.
知道神的话是一件事。
But we need to also follow his commandments.
但我们还需要来遵守他的诫命。
In other words, if the Lord tells us to do something, we got to do it.
或者说神让我们做一件事，我们需要去做。
If we don't do it, then we are like Jonah.
如果我们不这样做，就像约拿一样。
The Lord told him, "Go to Nineveh."
因为神对他说，去尼尼微。
And they are ready.
他们已经在那里预备好了。
But Jonah go to the other direction.
但是约拿却走的反方向。
My brothers and sisters, a lot of times we are like just like that.
弟兄姐妹们，很多时候我们都是一样。
We had a lot of life of prayer.
我们有许多在生活里面的祷告。
And the Lord already revealed Himself to us.
而且神已经向我们显现了。
He told us what we need to do.
他告诉我们应该做什么。
But what is the next step?
但下一步是什么？
Do we put up, obey His commandments?
我们是不是愿意来站出来遵守他的诫命？
If we keep His commandments, then we start to know Him.
如果我们遵守的话，就晓得是认识他。
And I tell you, prayer and knowing Him continues on and on until the end of our life.
让我告诉你，祷告跟认识他也是在我们生命里面持续一直到最后。
We will never graduate from that.
我们不可能从这里面远离。
There are a lot of brothers and sisters who are, you know, so advanced in their spiritual life. What is their secret?
有些人在属灵里面是这么的在我们的前面，他们的秘诀是什么？
Because they continue to have that life of prayer.
因为他们一直有一个祷告的生活。
The life of the inner chamber.
有一个内室的生活。
A life that is in the holy of holies.
有一个在至圣所里面的
生活。In other words, their life is always before God.
或者说，他们的生活一直是在神的面前。
Waiting for God to say something.
一直等候神说话。
And they have this heart, Lord, speak for your servant, listen.
他们一直是这样的心。神啊，求你说话，你的仆人静听。
Or I'm ready to do whatever you want me to do.
而且他们心里说，我已经预备好，你说什么我就做什么。
Today this is the problem of the children of Israel.
弟兄姐妹们，这就成为了以色列的问题。
This is the problem of the nation, this nation.
这就是现在我们这个国家的问题。
This is also the problem of the church today.
这也是今天教会的问题。
We don't have that personal relationship with God.
我们没有与神那个个人的关系。
Today may the Lord really work in our heart, recover this back.
愿意神今天在我们里面做工，把这件事恢复过来。
When they don't know God,
当他们不认识神的时候，
there are two effects.
有两件。两件后果。
One, they do things that is right in their own eyes.
第一件事，他们个人随意而行。
In other words, there is no standard anymore.
或者在他们中间完全没有标准。
Before, the Bible is their standard.
以前圣经，神的话是他们的标准。
Now, it's whatever I want to do, whatever is my convenient, then I will do.
但现在就是照着我的好处，照着我的方便，任意而行。
To you, it's a sin. To me, it's not.
对你来讲这件事是罪，对我来讲却不是。
Look at the so-called homosexuality today in this country.
今天我们看到同性恋在这个国家。
It is before it is something so shameful.
在之前，这是一个羞耻的事情。
If anybody has this, they even talk in secret.
如果有人在这个里面，他们要在暗中才敢讲。
Today they openly.
今天是公开的。
They said, "You see what? We are so brave. We came out of my closet."
而且他们说我何等的勇敢，我可以把这件事公开宣布。
Remember, there is an NFL player.
你记得吗？在橄榄球里面有这样一个运动员。
Oh, he came out. Oh, I'm a gay.
然后他就公开讲我是同性恋。
And everybody said, "Oh, you're so good. You are so brave, courageous."
然后很多人就鼓掌说你这个人真有勇气。
This is because they do things that is right in their own eyes.
因为他们照着眼中看为正的事情
做。They go with the flow of the world today.
他们是随着世界的潮流。
Today, brothers and sisters, we are in such a dangerous situation.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们是在一个很危险的光景里。
If we don't know God,
如果我们不认识神，
we go by the flow of the world.
我们就随从世界的潮流。
Today, we are the testimony of Jesus Christ.
今天作为主耶稣基督的见证。
We should stand against the tide instead of going with the tide.
我们应该站住，成为中流砥柱。是逆流而上。
And after doing things that is right in their own eyes,
当他们个人任意而行之后，
the next thing is they start to compromise.
第二件事就是他们开始妥协。
Let me read you. Maybe I already mentioned you before.
也许我已经跟大家提过这件事。
When they came into the land of Canaan,
当他们来到迦南地之后，
they start to compromise.
他们就开始妥协。
They compromise with the Canaanites whom they fear.
然后他们就与他们所惧怕的那些迦南人妥协。
Let me read to you chapter 1 verse 19.
让我来读给大家第一章的第十九节。
And the Lord was with Judah, and he drove out the inhabitants of the mountain, but could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley, because they had chariots of iron.
在那里说，耶和华与犹大同在，犹大就赶出山地的居民，只是不能赶出平原的居民，因为他们有铁车。
This is the Canaanites which they fear.
这就是他们所怕的迦南人。
Verse 28, and it came to pass when Israel was strong, they put the Canaanites to tribute, and they did not utterly drive them out.
第二十八节，及至以色列人强盛了，就是迦南人做苦工，没有把他们全然赶出。
This is the Canaanites which they favor.
这个就是他们所喜爱的迦南人。
Oh, verse 32,
第三十二节。
But the Asherites dwell among the Canaanites and inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out.
于是亚舍因为没有赶出那地的迦南人，就住在他们中间。
This is the Canaanites which they have fellowship.
这就是甚至与他们交通的迦南人。
You see, when we try to accommodate, compromise,
当我们这样来妥协让步的时候，
these things happen.
这些事就发生了。
We had to compromise with the Canaanites which we fear.
我们要与这些我们所惧怕的迦南人妥协。
Didn't the Lord promise them every place which you stand, I will give it to you?
神难道没有应许他，你脚掌所踏之处，我都赐给你了？
In other words, regardless whether they have chariots of iron, I will give this land to you.
或者说，不管对方有没有铁车，我已经把这地赐给你了。
But the problem is because they don't know God.
但是问题是他们不认识神。
They try to seek another option.
这个时候他们就来找其他的选择。
They try to compromise.
他们就开始妥协。
Okay, we dwell in the land, you stay in the valley.
好啊，那我们就住在这地，你们可以住在山谷。
Isn't this is what's happening today?
这不就是今天的光景吗？
Okay. My sister came from what we call that from Denver, Colorado.
我的姐姐，
妹妹
yeah. 是从科罗拉多的丹佛过来。
He said today they had an increase in a number of violent crimes and car accidents.
他说在他住的地方，现在那些暴力的犯罪跟交通的事故一直在增长。
Because they legalized marijuana.
因为在那个地方，鸦片已经成为合法。
They cannot overcome. They said, "Let's legalize it."
因为他们不能胜过毒品，所以他们说，那我们就妥协。
Brothers and sisters, be careful.
弟兄姐妹们要小心。
The one in us is more powerful than the one outside.
在我们里面的比在外面的更大。
Yes, they might have chariots of iron.
没错，他们可能有铁车。
They might have power.
他们有能力。
But the one sitting on the throne is over all of them.
但是坐在宝座上的胜过他们所有的一切。
When we look up to him.
当我们来仰望他的时候，
Victory is certain.
这个得胜已经是有确据的。
Secondly, the Canaanites which we favor.
第二件是我们所喜爱的迦南人。
Like legalized gambling.
让我们使赌博合法。
We know it's not right.
我们知道是不对的。
But the government said, let's do it.
但是政府却说，来吧。
Let's tax them.
我们可以收税。
We earn money from them.
我们可以从他们里面收取财政的收入。
Yes, a lot of some of them might win.
他们之间有人会赢。
But do you know how much millions of people have been losing their money and been go to bankruptcy and their family is destroyed because of gambling?
但是有成千上万的人，因为他们输钱，他们落在各种的罪里，家庭也出问题，在破产，在各样的悲惨里面。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot accommodate or have compromise with the Canaanites whom we fear or the Canaanites whom we favor.
弟兄姐妹，对着我们所惧怕的迦南人，我们所喜爱的迦南人，都不能妥。
Neither can we have fellowship with these the Canaanites.
更不能与这些迦南人有交通。
It is because the children of Israel, instead of driving them out,
因为这些以色列民他们没有把他们赶出去。
They dwell among them and have fellowship with them.
反而住在他们中间。
And because of that, they start to learn their ways.
因为这样，所以他们来学对方的方式。
A lot of times we feel like, well, it's okay to be a friend of the world, you know.
有的时候我们觉得跟世界做朋友也没什么大不了。
Oh, we can influence them.
因为我们可以影响他们。
But according to my, you know, what I remember.
但是根据我所记得的
，Not one of them had been influencing people, but they influenced him.
没有一个我认识的影响了世界，反而周围的人影响了他。
I might be wrong.
我也许会有错误，但请大家饶恕我。
But regardless, the percentage is always like that.
但是饶恕我，有的人他就是这样。
How did the children of Israel learn to worship idols? Because of the Canaanites.
为什么以色列人开始拜偶像？因为他们从迦南人学。
How did they commit adultery? Because of the Canaanites.
他们为什么有淫乱？因为他们向迦南人学。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be careful.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要小心。
If we don't know the Lord,
如果我们不认识神
，we start to do things that is right in our own eyes.
这时候我们就任意而行。
If we don't know the Lord,
如果我们不认识神
，we start to compromise with the Canaanites.
我们就与迦南人妥协。
Then the third generation what dissipates?
第三代怎么样？就是
浪费。In other words, we squander away the blessing what God has given us.
或者说，我们把神给我们一切的祝福都挥霍掉。
God gave the children of Israel a rich inheritance.
因为神给以色列民是非常丰盛的产业。
He said, "Before you get into the land,"
他说，在你们进这地之前
，everything is prepared.
所有的事都预备好。
The house which you will go is not the house that you built.
你的房屋都不是你自己手所建造。
The fruit that you eat is not what because you have planted.
你所吃的这些果实都不是你手所种的。
Is everything is prepared.
每件事都预备好了。
Like a groom prepared everything for the bride.
因为就像新郎已经为新妇预备好了一切。
But when we start to go against the go towards the direction of the world.
但是我们照着世界的方向去行的时候
，we squander all the many blessings God has given us.
我们就挥霍了神一切的祝福。
Sometimes we question why are we in that such kind of condition?
有的时候我们就说为什么我现在落在这样的
？Why is the church in such kind of condition?
为什么现在教会是这样的光景
？So lukewarm.
为什么这么的不冷不热
？Compromise with the world.
与这个世界妥协。
Well, it's because what happened before.
因为之前所发生的。
So when we look at this third generation dissipates.
所以我们看到第三代就是在那里浪费。
It seems like it is a hopeless case.
看起来是一个完全没有希望的。
But I don't want to end here.
但我不想停在这里。
Is it really a hopeless case? Is it really a hopeless case?
是不是真的没有完全没有盼望
？Verse 16 says.
第十六节
，Chapter 2. And nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges.Which delivered them out of the hand of those who spoiled them.
第二章第十六节，耶和华兴起士师，士师就拯救他们，脱离抢夺他们的手。
Oh, I love this verse.
我真的喜爱这个章节。
Nevertheless,
不管如何。
In other words, whatever happened,
或者就说不管什么发生。
The Lord loved His people.
神还是爱他的儿女。
When they repented.
当他们悔改的时候
，The Lord raised up judges to deliver them.
这时候神就兴起士师来拯救他们。
A lot of time we might have failed in our experience.
有的时候我们在经历里面已经失败了。
Satan might be telling us, "Oh, it's over."
有的时候撒旦跟我们讲这件事已经完全结束了。
It's not over.
弟兄姐妹们还没有结束。
Let me tell you a football story.
让我告诉你一个橄榄球的故事。
You know, the home team is losing by six points.
这个时候，这个主队他们已经在最后输了六分。
And they need a touchdown to win the game.
他们必须要达阵才能赢这场球。
But it's only less than a minute before the game ended.
但是这个时候离这个球赛结束只有不到一分钟。
And the quarterback has this ball in his hand.
这个时候四分卫就有球在他手里。
And the plan of the opposing team is to jump on him so he won't able to pass the ball.
所以对方他们的防守策略就是大家一起涌过去，让他的球根本传不出来。
So when it started, so everybody's jumping on that quarterback.
所以当开始的时候，所有的人都向那个四分位跑过去。
But after a few seconds passed, they said touchdown.
但是几秒钟之后，突然有人宣布达阵了。
So what happened?
他们就说怎么发生
了？ The quarterback is so quick, he passed it to the wide receiver.
原来这个四分卫手非常的快，他已经传给那个跑位。
And every attention is on the quarterback.
因为所有的注意力都在四分卫。
But the wide receiver is weaving through even the marching band.
但是这个接球手却已经这样曲折的已经跑到，甚至跑过那些拉拉队。
And he make a touchdown.
这个时候他接球就
打。Today, brothers and sisters.
今天弟兄姐妹
，A lot of times the Satan will tell it's over.
今天很多时候撒旦说已经结束了。
Give up.
放弃吧。
We won't give up.
我们不要放弃。
As the Lord is in the in is on the throne, it's not yet over.
只要主他还坐在宝座上，就还没有结束。
Do you believe the Lord is on the throne?
你相不相信主已经坐在宝座上
？Yes, He is on the throne.
没错，他已经坐在宝座上。
Today we need to be what? Turn back to Him.
今天我们需要的就是来转向他。
When He turn back to Him,
当我们来转向他的时候
，Victory is certain.
这个得胜就是确定。
You know, a lot of times, you know, we feel so depressed.
有的时候我们觉得这么的抑郁。
Is there any hope for us?
我们还有没有希望
？There is hope.
有一个希望。
The only thing is, are we willing to turn to Him?
但有一个问题就是，我们愿不愿意来转向
？Are we willing to follow Him?
我们愿不愿意来跟从他
？You know, one time, President Lincoln went to a marketplace.
有一次，当时的总统林肯到了一个奴隶市场。
And they are trying to sell this slave.
在那里市场里面，他们在那里卖那些奴隶的女孩。
Everybody is bidding.
每一个人都在那里出价。
And President Lincoln is also bidding.
这个时候，总统林肯也在那里出价。
And he, when one said $100, he said $200.
有人出100，他就出200。
At the last time, he won the bid.
最后他赢了这个竞价。
And this little girl was so angry. He said, "What do you want me to do for you?"
这个时候，那个小女孩就非常的愤怒，就说：“你要我做什么？”
Then President Lincoln said, "I'm setting you free."
然后林肯就说：“我让你自由。”
And then the girl said,
然后这个女孩就说
"Do you mean to say I can say whatever I want to say?"
你的意思是不是我现在想说什么说什么
？Yes, you're free.
没错，你自由了。
Do you mean to say I can do whatever I want to do?
你的意思是我想做什么就做什么
？Yes,
没错。
Do you mean to say I can go to places where I want to go?
你的意思是我想去哪儿就去哪儿
？Yes，
没错。
Then the girl said, "Therefore, I want to follow you."
这个女孩就说，所以我要跟从你。
He want to follow the person who set him free.
他要跟从的是那个让他得自由的人。
Today, brothers and sisters, the Lord is calling us.
弟兄姐妹们，今天神在呼召我们。
Revelation chapter 3 says, "I stand at the door and knock."
在启示录第三章那里说，看哪，我在门外叩门。
He who hear my voice,
有人听到我的声音就开门的。
Open the door.I will go into him and sup with him and he with me.
我就要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Yes, sometimes we have fallen to such an extent the Lord is outside of our door.
是的，弟兄姐妹们，有的时候我们的光景是主已经站在门外了。
The Lord should have made home in our hearts.
神应该是在我们心里面做主。
Yet today he's knocking outside our door.
但今天他却是在门外叩门。
Brothers and sisters, do you hear his voice?
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有听见他的声音
？Are you willing to open the door to him?
你愿不愿意开门给他
？Yes, can you say, Lord, forgive me of all I have done before?
你愿不愿意对他说，赦免我以前所做的一切
？Come into me.
进到我里面。
And the Lord said, I will sup with you.
然后主就说我要与他一同坐席。
The first thing he want to recover is that fellowship with him.
第一件他要恢复的就是与他交通。
Then if we have fellowship with him,
如果我们与他有交通
，wonderful things start to happen.
所有奇妙的事都要发生。
And Revelation chapter 3 verse 10 says, and what he will put us on his throne.
在启示录第三章里面还说到，他要让我们坐在他的宝座上。
In other words, we will put back in the position which we need to be.
或者说，他会把我们摆回我们原来该得的地位。
You know, before when Christ died, we died.
之前当耶稣死的时候，我们与他一同。
When he resurrected from the dead, we resurrected from the dead.
当他复活的时候，我们与他一同复活。
When he ascended to the heaven, we are ascended to the heaven.
当他升天的时候，我们与他一同升天。
When he seated on the heavenlies, we also seated in the heavenly places with him.
他如果坐在天上，我们与他一同坐在天上。
Brothers and sisters, this is a reality, not a dream.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个事实，不是一个幻想。
But because we fail.
但是因为我们的失败
，we are taken out of that position。
我们从这个地位里面滑落了。
But brothers and sisters, it's not over。
但弟兄姐妹们还没有结束。
There is also a chance for recovery。
还有一个恢复的机会。
Our God is a God of second chance。
因为我们的神总是给我们第二次机会的。
The thing is only if we turn to Him。
但问题是我们愿不愿意转向
？Are you open the door to Him？
我们愿不愿意向着他开门
？He said He will come into us。
因为他要进到里面。
And sup with us, and He with us。
我与他，他与我一同坐席。
May the Lord really have mercy on us。
愿意神对着我们有
怜悯。Today we are living in a generation that is so crooked and perverse。
今天我们活在这个邪恶淫乱的时代。
Let us be careful。
让我们小心。
That we fall not into the condition which the Israel are in。
让我们不要落到以色列民当时的光景。
Rather we be that overcomer。
愿意我们都成为得胜者。
Who continuously open the door for the Lord to come in。
愿我们一直的愿意开门让主进到我们里面。
Let's have this prayer before Him。
让我们有这样的祷告在他面前。
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus。
进到我的心里，主耶稣。
There is a place in my heart for you。
在我的心里面有一个地方是为你预备的。
Let's have a word of prayer。
让我们有一个祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking。
主啊，我们今天感谢你对着我们说话。
Yes, indeed, we have a lot of failures.
没错，我们有许多的失败。
We are just like the children of Israel.
我们就像以色列的子民一样。
But thank you, Lord, you are God of second chance.
但是感谢神，因为你给我们第二次机会。
You are calling us to open the door to you.
你今天呼召我们来开门。
Lord, we want to say to you, Lord, come in.
主啊，我们要说，愿你进来。
Come into our heart.
愿你进到我们心里。
Make home in our heart.
在我们的心里面来成为你的家。
You be that permanent residence in our heart.
在我们的家里面永远的居住。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.